Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The CEO and co-founder of Argo AI right here in Pittsburgh, Brian Selesky. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
We're so appreciative of you taking time. This is such a big deal. We want to hear more about it.
Well, thanks. Yeah, we're really excited about the news with Volkswagen joining us with Argo AI.
Now, we're talking $2.6 billion from Volkswagen alone. And plus, I mean, Ford, a heck of a lot. What, Ford's got a couple billion in the game, too?
Well, Ford has committed $1 billion from a couple of years ago. That's right.
All right. So you've got two of the heavy hitters, and this is a Pittsburgh-based company. What do you think this is going to do for you?
Well, it gives us great capital to continue to expand. We'll definitely be expanding in Pittsburgh as well as our other major development office in the Bay Area. We're not going anywhere. We're excited to continue to hire all the great talent here that's in the city. We're bringing people in from not just the universities, but we also hire trades to various technicians and folks that know how to service vehicles. So we have a sizable operation here, and we're excited to be able to continue to grow.
Ford CEO Jim Hackett said last week, quote, "While Ford and Volkswagen remain independent and fiercely competitive in the marketplace, teaming up and working with Argo AI on this important technology allows us to deliver unmatched capability, scale, and geographic reach." That's significant when competitors are reaching out to you, Brian, and your company here in Pittsburgh to make this happen.
Yeah, it's really great. I mean, they've been great partners to us, Ford Motor Company. Volkswagen's been wonderful to work with. And I think they see that this is a time, people, and capital-intensive technology to build. It's a hard problem. And we're just grateful that they chose Argo to align on for their self-driving platform.
Now, for those who maybe have been living under a rock, Argo AI is one of the companies in town that is working to develop self-driving technology in vehicles. And we see your vehicles on the streets of Pittsburgh. They're the Fords with the stuff on the roof that none of us really understand how the heck this works. But Brian, how competitive is it? Because we know Uber's in town doing this. You guys are in town. There are other companies. How much of a rush is there to be the company that develops the standard for this technology?
Yeah, it is a big rush. There's a lot of investment happening in the space. We think that long-term what's going to happen is we're going to see more and more investments like this in the space. And I think the auto manufacturers are likely going to align around, say, two or three winners. And we hope Argo will be one of them.
Yeah, for those that don't know, Brian is a Pittsburgher. You graduated from the University of Pittsburgh. You have a degree in computer engineering. You did that in 2002, and you've kept this whole community, Carnegie Mellon, and you stayed here. I think a lot of people appreciate someone like you who recognizes this future growth in our city and region.
Yeah, we love this city. They've been very supportive. Very much forward-looking in terms of understanding the benefits and life-saving benefits of this technology. Carnegie Mellon, we really stand on the shoulders of giants there who have been researching this field for decades, and they've kept that continual pump of, bringing talent and researchers into Pittsburgh, and we're kind of riding their coattails.
You guys are testing your cars in Pittsburgh, but you're also doing it in Miami and D.C. and Palo Alto. I'm leaving one out. Where's the fifth? Chicago?
Yeah, we're in the Detroit area.
Detroit.
As well. Yep.
And that gives you what, a diversity of driving experience?
Yeah, that's right. So the more variation we're able to get, the faster the software is able to learn and become ultimately a better driver. We also get to, encounter kind of city-specific challenges. Here in Pittsburgh, we have the classic Pittsburgh left. So we learn to anticipate things like that.
Well, where'd you grow up, Ryan?
So I grew up in the Detroit area, and we moved around a lot when I was younger, but actually ended up in the North Hills area where I finished high school.
Well, that's great, man. Congratulations to you. and continued success.
And how soon do you expect that we're going to see this technology in cars that we can go buy from a dealership?
Yeah, so the way this is going to be deployed initially will likely be part of fleets, shared fleets, where you could hail a ride and have it take you where you want to go. You know, the benefit is the car doesn't need to park, doesn't need to, it can just keep moving from one thing to the next. Eventually, the cost will come down where you'll be able to get it in consumer vehicles, but that probably won't be for another decade or so.
Ryan Selesky, CEO and co-founder of Argo AI, one of those visionaries that you'll read about many years from now. Brian, congrats and thank you.
Thank you so much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.